Yo, what's up? It's overslept. Yeah, blah blah blah. It's episode 101. No disclaimers, man. The show's yeah, maybe. Yeah, fuck it. Let's just go. I don't know what to tell you. I just getting up and what? Just reeling from 100 episodes. Yesterday was so easy. I didn't have to do anything except let Ian and Nick and Jacqueline talk. I didn't even have to do anything. I was just kind of I just got a text message I can't really talk about. That and I should have like I woke up to that and then I answered it and then I'm like, duh. And before that I on Facebook, this was I thought this was funny. On Facebook, yeah, it was like somebody responded to. I had like just a dumb joke. About like, I'm working on my President Pence jokes just because I think Trump's gonna resign, and just like a stupid like tweet that I threw out there. Anyway, and then this guy writes this long, like 2-page long comment of like about Seth Rich, which is like this conspiracy theory horseshit that like, Fox News commentators are pushing, and it's just fucking all these like pro-Trump people are pushing. Like, here's the real story: Hillary murdered a person on her staff, and it's just there's no evidence of anything. But he wrote this long thing about Seth, and it's like this guy that I haven't seen. He used to work the lights at the Creek in the Cave when I had my show there, but he was only there for like a few months. And he got. He was an intern and then he left. I think that he was in college. This was like 6 years ago. Maybe longer. No, about 6 years ago. And so I just wrote, "Hey man, have you been?" Because I don't know what to say to this. And I wanted to respond to somehow because it's like crazy talk. And then he was like, "Good, miss watching you do crowd work. You're a goddamn master at it." I mean, he's saying that, not me. So he's not that crazy. I was like, "This guy's nuts." Then he says that I'm great at crowd work, and I say, "Oh, maybe he's not so great. Maybe there's something to this Seth Rich business." Oh, crazy. Political stuff, but let's not talk about that too much. I don't know. Let's get into the old. Let's get into the news. I'm going into Reddit news. AT&T and DirecTV face thousands of complaints linked to overcharging promotions. All, man, there's not one of these companies that isn't any phone company is fucking bullshit, and it's just who the fuck they all find a way to fuck you. And then if you go to like one of these third, like these like weird like companies that don't fuck you, that they like advertise on. Podcasts like Ting, I think, and it's like you gotta get some kind of weird phone. I know that, but I have AT&T. They're probably fucking me. Who's gonna look at the bill? Playboy model Danny Mathers faces jail after secretly Snapchatting photo of naked woman at gym. Well, you shouldn't be able to do that. I watched this HBO documentary last night. Jacqueline wanted to watch it. She loves a true crime documentary. So about this woman, her whole life, her mom forced her to go to pretend that she couldn't walk, right? And then also had like all these like unnecessary surgeries done to her. Had a feeding tube put in her, and said that she had some kind of mental retardation, like she was developmentally disabled, had muscular dystrophy, had sleep apnea. There's like a long list of like all these things, cancer, all this shit. They got like a Habitat for Humanity home, and they would get like all these trips to Disney and shit. But the mom was just like this person that loved the attention, right? This Munchausen by proxy thing where you want your kid to be sick. So she had her on all these medications, and so then the kid's getting sick from the medications. And she was saying she was young, and she wouldn't let her go. This whole fucking this daughter, she's like 23 or 24 or something. She meets a nice guy on a Christian dating site, and then they murder her. Oh, I guess this is spoilers, but it's not really spoilers. You know, she's murdered, but it. I just don't understand how this woman even goes to jail for murdering her mother. Sounds like, yeah, sure, you murdered her. That seems pretty, like, who feels bad? I feel like they should lock up these doctors that just, like, the mom's like, my daughter's sick, put in a feeding tube, and they just did it. Missouri's a fucking, this hospital in Missouri should be the, they should have their own documentary. But I say it's worth watching. It's interesting. It's, I forget what it's called. It's like Mommy Dearest Dead Mom, something like that. In Canada, airlines won't be allowed to bump passengers from a flight against their will under new passenger bill rights introduced today by Transportation Minister Mark Garneau. Man, that guy getting dragged really inspired the world. Guy getting dragged off the United flight. Got Canada on board. I like Canada. I'd move there, but I think it's difficult to do that. And I don't know. It's cold. Just gotta move to Toronto, right? That's like where it's all happening. I think Vancouver's probably nicer, but there's more showbiz in Toronto. A student who stabbed boyfriend may avoid jail as it would damage her career. What? Where is that? It's in the Guardian, so it's probably in some other country. Aspiring surgeon, Oxford University. Oh, well, they're a lawless country. Aspiring surgeon Lavina Woodward admits attack, but judge defers sentencing because of her extraordinary talent. Wow. So it's like in college where they let the star athlete go on something because of they're able to win the game. They're saying this woman's a great surgeon. She stabs a boyfriend with a bread knife. You know, big deal. That's Yeah, I don't think you should be allowed to stab your boyfriend with a bread knife, even if you're a great surgeon. Although it'll inspire people to do the right to pursue something like, listen, I got to become a surgeon, and I got to be one of the best because I want to stab people. You know, not just on the I don't want to just cut them up. I mean, when someone upsets me, I want to stab them. What are you going to do? I'm a genius. I'm a surgeon. I can save your life. And she didn't kill her boyfriend. She stabbed him with a bread knife. He's going to be fine. I think it sends somewhat a semi-positive message to become a great doctor. Energy drinks send more than 20,000 people to the emergency room annually. This is CBS News. I got to get off that Red Bull. I don't drink that shit anymore. I used to drink it all the time. That's a big recovering alcoholic addict type thing, is because you go out to bars and then end up drinking Red Bulls because it's like it looks like a drink. And you like to get a little buzz off the caffeine. You know, get some. No, they don't tell you to not have caffeine when you're in those meetings. And, you know, it is a drug. Okay. And nicotine. Everybody's drinking coffee and Red Bulls and smoking cigarettes. Those are drugs, but they're just not. They don't make it onto that list. See, New York, South Carolina, of course, says too much caffeine caused the death of a healthy teenager. 16-year-old David Kripe collapsed last month at his high school and died at a hospital after consuming a large soft drink. Oh, I'm going to have to go. Getting a phone call. Talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.